This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning, WCHL, UNC announced on Thursday that Dr. Jan Boxall, professor of philosophy, former faculty chair and academic counselor for women's basketball, submitted a one-paragraph letter on Monday this week, making her resignation effective February 28th. UNC has been in the crosshairs in recent years following revelations of the academic scandal of steering student-athletes toward irregular courses. Blake Hodge spoke with UNC faculty chair Dr. Bruce Cairns to find out more about the admissions process for student-athletes. And a new UNC study shows just how easily teens can buy e-cigarettes online in violation of state law. Those stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Cup Road traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina women advance the ACC tournament last night, winning 84-64 over Georgia Tech. Cargill men are gearing up to take on the Blue Devils tomorrow night in the Dean Smith Center. And
congratulations to Marcus Page, one of Carolina's best student athletes.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
27 degrees this morning, 7:07. It's cold, but not much of a problem as far as the weather is concerned. We do have some patches of ice out on the roads this morning. There is some black ice out there, but really not as much of a problem as we had anticipated. We do have some special announcements to pass along in regards to schools. Chapel Hill, Cumberland City schools are delayed by 2 hours. Alamance Burlington schools delayed 2 hours. Orange County schools delayed 2 hours. Durham Public Schools delayed 2 hours. St. Thomas More Catholic School in Chapel Hill is on a 2-hour delay. Chatham County schools delayed 2 hours for staff, but delayed 3 hours for students. And even Durham Technical Community College is delayed in opening until 10 this morning. UNC offices and classes will start at 10 this morning. We have the complete list on our website at chapelboro.com. A key figure in the UNC academic scandal has given up appealing the university's decision back in October to terminate her employment. UNC announced on Thursday that Jan Boxall, professor of philosophy, former faculty chair and academic counselor for women's basketball, submitted a one-paragraph letter on Monday this week, making her resignation effective the 28th of last month. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Boxall had received notice of her termination on October 22nd from Vice Chancellor and Provost James W. Dean, Jr. In his two-page letter, Dean cited 4 areas of misconduct mentioned in the Weinstein Report, the product of an investigation into nearly 200 so-called paper classes in the former Department of African and Afro-American Studies over 18 years. In his recap of that report, Dean said that Boxall had recommended specific grades for certain students enrolled in AFAM classes. She was also found to have steered student-athletes to AFAM classes that offered easy grades in return for very little effort. According to the report, Boxall authored and edited portions of papers for students she tutored. And she allowed student-athletes to enroll in easy independent study classes in the philosophy department. Dean offered his regrets in the October 22nd letter in light of what he called Boxall's record of outstanding service as a well-regarded teacher, mentor, colleague, and leader. But he also described her terminable offenses as flawed and unethical. Boxall is reportedly seeking retirement benefits from UNC. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
UNC has been in the crosshairs in recent years following revelations of the academic scandal of steering student-athletes toward irregular courses. WCHL's Blake Hodge spoke with UNC faculty chair Dr. Bruce Cairns to find out more about the admissions process for UNC student-athletes.
What was the discussion that was delayed until September? Can you tell me more about that?
Sure. So there were 4 resolutions that were presented to the faculty council by the Athletics Reform Group. And that's an ad hoc group of faculty who formed, I think, several years ago that were very concerned about the development and the relationship with athletics and academics. And as a result of their conversations and discussions, there were 4 resolutions they presented at faculty council. And again, before we thought about or discussed any of the specific resolutions, we all agree that none of the violations that occurred should have occurred at Carolina, and we have to do everything in our power to make sure that those can't happen again. And so it's in that spirit that we take a look at some of these recommendations, and there were 4 specific issues. The first was related to admission, of athletic recruits, and the second was related to the academic support services for students who are involved in athletics and other students. The third was the composition of the faculty athletics committee, and then the fourth was a task force on athletics and how it relates to academics at Carolina, and perhaps the larger question.
And with the admissions discussion there, what's the policy as it stands now?
So Carolina has, I think, perhaps the most faculty involvement in admissions, the admissions process, but also the special admissions process of any of its peer institutions. And now I'm not an expert in this area, but this is what I've been told as I've listened to this. And so we have the advisory committee to undergraduate admissions, and then we have the special admit committee, and all of those have faculty. In addition, we have the faculty athletics committee. And over the past several years, there's been a lot of work done on what are the criteria that we use to admit students, because clearly we want to have students that can succeed at Carolina, and we aren't doing a service to those folks that we admit that are unable to achieve academically, particularly if they're also going to be involved in athletics.
We'll have part two of this conversation with Blake Hodge and Bruce Cairns coming up at the bottom of the hour. A new UNC study shows just how easily teens can buy e-cigarettes online in violation of state law. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Are e-cigarettes too easy for minors to buy online? Dr. Rebecca Williams thinks so.
We found that it was very easy for teens to buy e-cigarettes online. It took little effort for them to bypass the age verification practices of the vendors because there was very little use of rigorous age verification. Only 5 orders were rejected by vendors due to age verification, and we had an e-cigarette purchase success rate of 94%.
Williams is a researcher at the UNC Lineberger Cancer Center. She led a new study that found teens can easily buy e-cigarettes online, despite a state law requiring age verification. She recruited a group of teens to purchase e-cigarettes online from 98 websites. The law passed in 2013 requires online sellers to verify age using a public records database, but the teens were able to type in false birth dates or lie about their ages.
While 7 of the vendors in the study claimed to use age verification techniques that could potentially comply with North Carolina's law, only one actually did.
The e-cigarette industry is growing rapidly, yet largely unregulated. While proponents argue that they offer a healthy alternative to smoking tobacco, Williams says a growing body of research says otherwise.
More and more research is coming in that shows that e-cigarettes are dangerous and in some ways maybe even more dangerous than cigarettes. For example, there was a study that came out recently that showed that e-cigarettes can release 5 to 10 times more formaldehyde than a typical cigarette does.
Most troubling, she says e-cigarette use is on the rise among teens.
The CDC has reported an annual doubling in the rate of teens reporting using e-cigarettes. Hundreds of thousands of teens annually are using e-cigarettes that never smoked cigarettes before.
Williams calls for federal regulations that mandate age verification at the time of purchase and delivery.
It's important that we have federal regulations affecting these sales, and specifically strictly enforced federal regulations, because without that, online e-cigarette vendors have little motivation to decrease their profits by spending the time and money it takes to properly verify customers' age and reject underage buyers.
You can read the full study in the Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The governor is proposing pay raises for teachers, state troopers, and prison officials. In the North Carolina state government budget, he's recommending to the legislature. McCrory unveiled his 2-year spending plan on Thursday. The Republican governor wants to spend $21.5 billion in the year starting July 1st, set higher than the current plan. The governor should get support from lawmakers for his proposal to raise starting teacher salaries from $33,000 to $35,000. Legislative leaders promised last year they would increase that floor. He also wants experience-based raises for teachers. McCrory Budget Director Lee Roberts says there are no tax increases. The legislature will consider the governor's spending blueprint while passing its own budget through mid-2017. GOP legislative leaders hope McCrory will sign any final proposal into law. More on what's happening at the General Assembly in Raleigh coming up on WCHL. And we'll tell you what happened to the ACC tournament in Greensboro yesterday as far as the women are concerned. Women got a win. And we'll talk about Carolina and Duke coming up tomorrow night right here on WCHL and playing, of course, in the Dean Smith Center. It is 716 WCHL. Time now for traffic with Nikki Morse. And it's brought to you by Glass Half Full.
Thanks, Ron. I see patches out there this morning, so use extra care. No problems being reported, though. Northbound Fordham has no delays as you approach 54 so far, and 40 eastbound. Still a good route into RTP through Davis Drive. If you see anything while traveling, be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thanks very much.
You're
and
welcome.
Not the problems that we had anticipated out there this morning, but still a little patchy ice, right?
Yeah, just use a little extra caution. You should be fine.
Yeah. Everything is really quite different than what we expected. And a word now from Glass Half Full. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Go online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com to find out more. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Well, 27 degrees. A winter weather advisory is in effect until noon today. There are some icy patches on the roads out there, but nothing like what we had anticipated. It's going to be sunny today, much cooler, with a high in the middle 30s. Tonight, clear, cold, low in the low 20s. Tomorrow, sunny, not as cool, with a high in the low 50s. Saturday night, clear, cold, with a low down around 30. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny, with a high in the upper 50s. Helpful to point out that UNC is delayed until 10 o'clock this morning. Durham Technical Community College also won't open until 10. Chapel Hill Cumberland City Schools delayed 2 hours. Orange County Schools also delayed 2 hours. Durham Public Schools, 2 hour delay. Alamance Burlington Schools, 2 hour delay. And Chatham County Schools delayed 2 hours for staff and delayed 3 hours for students. St. Thomas More Catholic School will run on a 2 hour delay. We have all those announcements on our website, chapelboro.com. Well, check them out if you like. Now this word for the Carolina Inn. Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar is one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. 718 WCHL. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz. And North Carolina lawmakers are divided on whether corporate tax breaks sought by Governor Pat McCrory will encourage job creation or amount to a multi-million dollar giveaway. The State House on Thursday approved legislation expanding the state's main tax break offered to relocating companies. The measure also gives American Airlines almost $50 million in tax discounts in the next 4 years on jet fuel that it buys at its Charlotte hub. The bill also widens tax breaks for electricity-hungry computer data centers, which are expensive to build but need few employees. Supporters said the tax breaks are needed to attract new jobs and hold on to existing companies in North Carolina. Opponents said government is trying to favor some companies with benefits, though there's little evidence that incentives are actually decisive. The North Carolina House has agreed to restrain an impending cut in the state's gasoline tax to keep money flowing to road and bridge projects. House lawmakers yesterday approved letting the gas tax fall from the current 37.5 cents a gallon to 36 cents for the rest of 2015. Doing nothing would have meant the tax pegged to wholesale gas prices would likely drop below 30 cents a gallon, according to legislative analysts. Some Democrats branded this legislation a tax increase. The measure now returns to the state Senate, which voted last month to cut the tax to 35 cents through the end of 2015 and make that the floor under a reworked formula. The Senate can go along with the House's changes or start negotiating some final language. And in news around town this morning, if you'd like to be a volunteer in your community but you don't know where to go, head online and visit the website handsontriangle.org. That's a comprehensive list of volunteer opportunities in the Triangle area. Just type in your zip code and you'll get a list of dozens of organizations seeking volunteers. Again, that's handsontriangle.org, and you can get all of our news around town stories on our website, chapelboro.com. Time for championship sports. WCHL, talk a little basketball here. Carolina women got a win last night. Stephanie Vavunga scored 23 points, matched her career high with 16 rebounds, and she also blocked a career high 8 shots, leading number 15 North Carolina, the 6th seed, to an 84-64 win over 11th seeded Georgia Tech in the second round of the ACC Women's Tournament. Tar Heels are 24-7 now, and they're set to play 3rd seeded and 10th-ranked Louisville in the quarterfinals later today. Alicia Gray scored all 14 of her points in the second half, reaching double figures for the 29th time in 31 games. And Latifa Coleman added 10 points for North Carolina. Of course, Mavunga and Gray are both on first-team All-ACC. Carolina shot 50% for that game. And again, that score was Carolina 84, Georgia Tech 64. Not much suspense in that game last night. Let's talk a little men's basketball. We're going to talk to Eric Montross coming up in just a few minutes here, but let's first check in with Matt Oakes. He takes a look at round two of the biggest rivalry in all of college sports.
Number 19 North Carolina will remember well its 92-90 overtime loss at Cameron Indoor a few weeks ago. Up by double digits in the closing minutes of regulation, some sloppy mistakes in a rowdy environment cost the Tar Heels dearly. Saturday offers a chance at redemption. That chance at revenge certainly isn't lost on Roy Williams. Roy's all fired up.
If we have let down this time, guys, or we don't have a freaking heart, come on. Playing Duke and they beat us last time, the greatest rivalry in all college basketball. If we get beat, it won't be because of a letdown. And I'm telling you, if State beat us, it wasn't because of a letdown. It's because State played a heck of a lot better than we did. If we have a letdown Saturday, I mean, what have we done? We're not even in the top four.
Roy pointed out another interesting subplot to Saturday evening's festivities. Louisville and UNC are competing for the number four seed in next week's ACC tourney. The Cardinals face the back-to-back ACC regular season champion Virginia Cavaliers in game one of ESPN's doubleheader. A loss there would open the door for the Tar Heels to secure the precious double bye in Greensboro next week. As for Duke, Mike Krzyzewski has no such worries. His Blue Devils locked up the number two seed next week with their senior night thrashing of Wake Forest Wednesday night. Coach K is concerned, however, with a couple bum ankles.
Yeah, you know, our trainer said it didn't seem bad, although I thought Emil was, even when he came back in, was favoring it. We'll see tomorrow. I don't think long-lasting. I hope everyone's ready for Saturday. You know, because we only have the eight guys, so that's not a good thing. But we're concerned.
The Tar Heels come into the rivalry matchup with some momentum. Coming off two road victories at Miami and at Georgia Tech, Carolina appears to be in fine form. Here's Coach Williams.
We tried to do a better job on the big guys in the second half, and we sort of meandered around there a little bit, but we got enough breaks and got enough layups, got enough shots to go in the basket. But I do believe the whole thing is we just had more bodies than they did.
That, of course, is Roy Williams, and you will hear more of Matt Oakes' report later on WCHL. You can also get it on our website, chapelbro.com. 723 WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz, and Eric Montross joins us now. You know Eric from his days on the court for Carolina and the NBA, and now on the Tar Heel Network. And Eric, I know that when we talk about Carolina and Duke, there's not much that needs to be said. It really is the best rivalry in all of college hoops.
It really is. I think, Ron, it elicits so many emotions for people, and that's the thing that's so much fun about it. It's just a variety of emotions that are pitted against one another, and you never really know what you're going to get out of the game. It just you don't know who's going to step up, who's going to make a name for themselves. So often it's not the veteran players that make the largest impact, and that's an incredibly fun aspect of this rivalry.
Well, Eric, I know the first time these two teams played over at Cameron Indoor Stadium, this is a game that a lot of us consider to be one that just got away.
You know, when I look at that game, I see that obviously a tremendous first half performance. I do think that many people saw the second half and thought it was kind of an epic collapse. But I also think that this Carolina team has not been tremendously consistent over the course of the year. And so when you look at it, it may be explainable. That being said, I do believe that this team, even when you saw at the end of the game, we had players catching the ball in certain situations, and they didn't look comfortable. And I think a lot of that is because we're not dealing with veteran players right now. We're dealing with players that are working their way into positions that they will feel more comfortable with, and I think that they, even in the last few games, they've made strides. So it's still a work in progress. This team has been hampered and hamstrung by the injuries that they've had, and I think maybe other people, but maybe even myself, I poo-pooed the injury bug as being something that wasn't that big of a deal, but you know, Coach Williams talked about it all the time, that the lack of practice time was such an impact for this team. And you can see now when you get Theo Pinson coming back into practice, Joel Berry back at full strength in practice, Luke Davis coming on the court for the first time, you just, the number of, if you will, bodies on the court has really made a difference for this team. And if in no other way, just in the feel and the kind of the psyche of it. So I think that this team's in a pretty good place right now.
Eric, you've been a part of this Carolina-Duke rivalry, and of course you've watched it for a very long time. A lot of veteran observers refer to Duke and Carolina as round one and round two, and it seems like the table is set for a Carolina victory in the Smith Center on Saturday night in the second round of this big rivalry.
It's so difficult to win two games in a row against anyone, but in this rivalry, of course, it's even more difficult. It certainly has occurred. If you're a Carolina fan, you'll remember times when we've beaten Duke both times in the regular season and vice versa. But, I think that because you have such good coaches and such good players, the opportunity to dissect a team when you actually play them and try and find their weakness and expose areas that you can take advantage of or react to those areas. My guess is that Quinn Cook's not going to have 6 3-pointers in this game, but I also think that it's probably unlikely that Okafor is going to have as subdued a game as he did. So you just don't know how, what particular areas are going to impact it. What you do know is that these two coaches, who are both really great coaches, you look at the players that they've got and the instruments at their hands, it's going to be something to watch for sure.
Eric, on a not-so-serious note, I have an idea for you to fire up the crowd if you think the crowd is not into it as much as they should be. I think maybe at halftime, if things are a little quieter than they should be, you should go to the baseline and walk all the way down the court with blood trickling down your face. And I think that might get a lot of people fired up.
Maybe could you lead me? I'll just close my eyes and follow you. You can do whatever you want to my face.
Yeah,
how about that?
Really? Hey, Eric, always good to talk to you, and we always listen for your comments, you and Jones on the Tar Heel Network, and we'll be looking forward to that tomorrow night as well.
All right. Thanks so much, Ron. It'll be a great time, I'm sure.
That is the one and only Eric Montross on WCHL. That's a look at WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards Smart Card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for the ExxonMobil Smart Card. Cruisers. Good to go.
And now, brought to you by the Vapor Girl,
our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Congratulations to Marcus Page, one of Carolina's best student athletes. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Guess what came out at about the same time this week? Cheated, the anticipated book on the UNC academic scandal by Jay Smith and Mary Willingham. Can't wait to delve into my copy. An announcement of the 2014-15 All-ACC Academic Basketball Team. No surprise, Marcus Page is the ACC Scholar Athlete of the Year, giving Carolina a third winner of the 8-year-old award. 5 other ACC schools have won the award once. Page has become the student face of UNC Athletics, which we all know has been under heavy fire in recent years. What's more interesting, though, is the majors of the 22-man All-ACC Academic Hoops team. It's a typical list going back to 2-time winner Tyler Zeller, who went on to become the National Academic Athlete of the Year as a business administration major. Page has what sounds like the most studious major of the current team, journalism and public relations, with a minor in history. Louisville, which was criticized upon entering the ACC for its historically poor university, placed 7 members on the all-conference team. 5 Cardinals major in communications, 1 in sports administration, and 1 the freshman chosen has an undeclared major. Duke placed 4 on the team, 3 freshmen who also have yet to declare majors, and 1 in history.
Penn and Virginia Tech each have three so honored, with majors ranging from business to administration of justice to communication and rhetoric to human resource management to nutrition, food, and exercise. Georgia Tech, Clemson, and Miami placed one each on the team, with majors from undeclared to recreation and tourism to another sports administration. Absent from the list were basketball players from Syracuse, BC, Notre Dame, Wake Forest, Virginia, FSU, and our friends at NC State. Boy, those schools must be really hard, I guess. Either their basketball players are majoring in some very tough stuff and did not earn the 3.0 GPAs and other requirements to make all ACC academic, or there were some real dummies in the mix, no matter their majors. Cheated supposedly talks about athletes getting cheated out of an education and little about the responsibilities the jocks themselves have. The all-ACC academic team shows even the best student-athletes are succeeding by not taking the hardest courses offered. So what else is new? Sounds like college to me. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a... no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance. Submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes. Rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
As a sponsor of WCHL's Healthiest You Challenge, Coleman Huntoon Brown wants to help listeners achieve a healthy and happy financial lifestyle as well. Through our series of Tax Bites, we provide expert tips on considering investments, making donations, planning retirement, preparing tax returns, and more. Coleman Huntoon Brown's Tax Bites help you to achieve your goals and strengthen the health of your family's finances. Find more about our Tax Bites on chapelboro.com. Coleman Huntoon Brown, our people make the difference.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility, offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
27 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, and this forecast is brought to you this morning by Sturtevant's Tire Pros. A winter weather advisory remains in effect until noon today. There are actually icy patches on the road, but not as much of a problem as we thought. Schools basically delayed by 2 hours today. More on that coming up. You can get all the details on chapelboro.com as well. Our forecast for today, sunshine, much cooler. High today only about 35. Tonight, clear and cold with a low in the low 20s. And then tomorrow, actually not a bad weekend. Sunshine tomorrow, not as cool, with a high in the low 50s. Sturtevant's Tire Pros, proudly supporting high school baseball for over 12 years. Sturtevant's Tire Pros is currently holding its spring sale, located off Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. You can call 942-TIRE or visit 942-TIRE.com. Also, don't forget, home of the best half-pound burger in the Triangle, Town Hall Grill, located at Southern Village, the perfect place for a great meal. Don't forget, kids under 7 eat for free Monday through Friday from 5 until 7 p.m., at Town Hall Grill.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
734, WCHL. We'll check in with Nikki Morse in just a moment and find out what's going on at chapelbrew.com, where you'll get that complete list of school delays, etc. A key figure in the UNC academic scandal has given up appealing the university's decision back in October to fire her. UNC announced yesterday Dr. Jan Boxall, professor of philosophy, former faculty chair, and academic counselor for women's basketball, submitted a one-paragraph letter on Monday, making her resignation effective February 28th. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Boxall had received notice of her termination on October 22nd from Vice Chancellor and Provost James W. Dean, Jr. In his two-page letter, Dean cited four areas of misconduct mentioned in the Weinstein Report, the product of an investigation into nearly 200 so-called paper classes in the former Department of African and Afro-American Studies over 18 years. In his recap of that report, Dean said that Boxall had recommended specific grades for certain students enrolled in AFAM classes. She was also found to have steered student-athletes to AFAM classes that offered easy grades in return for very little effort. According to the report, Boxall authored and edited portions of papers for students she tutored. And she allowed student-athletes to enroll in easy independent study classes in the philosophy department. Dean offered his regrets in the October 22nd letter in light of what he called Boxall's record of outstanding service as a well-regarded teacher, mentor, colleague, and leader. But he also described her terminable offenses as flawed and unethical. Boxall is reportedly seeking retirement benefits from UNC. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The University of North Carolina has been under intense scrutiny in recent years, dealing with questions from the academic scandal that spanned nearly two decades. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on how the university is handling all those questions.
The issue of public records being filled by UNC has been a topic of many media stories in recent years, including whether the university was releasing all of the information that it should be handing over as part of public record laws. Recently, those accusations were made by the Daily Tar Heel after its request for the budget of the Chapel Hill Foundation was denied. Jonathan Jones is director of the North Carolina Open Government Coalition. He says that the foundation has a history of not having a Form 990 on file, which is a form that provides a snapshot into the workings of nonprofit agencies.
There's a foundation out there that controls a great deal of money, to which many donations that people make to the University of North Carolina are actually diverted to this foundation. And so people give money to this foundation under the auspices of the University of North Carolina, yet it's not being transparent in any way by either filing its Form 990 or being responsive to the public records law.
Rick White is Associate Vice Chancellor for Communications and Public Affairs at UNC.
I would disagree with Jonathan, I think, on that. And the university works very hard, certainly, to follow both the letter and the spirit of certainly open records law, public records laws, to provide information that's requested by anyone who asks for it, whether it be a member of the news media or a member of the public. We work very, very hard to do that.
Jones, meanwhile, says that he feels the university is benefiting from both sides of the coin.
On one side, they're saying, hey, we're not a government entity subject to the public records law. But then on the other side, they're saying, hey, we're a government entity. We don't have to comply with the IRS's transparency requirements.
White says that the university does have legal standing for the decision to not file a 990.
There is a regulation in the IRS regulations that allows entities like the foundation to not file a Form 990. The foundation did apply for that exemption some time ago, was granted that exemption, so it had not filed a Form 990 for some time.
Now, having said that, White adds that in the spirit of transparency, the foundation will file a 990 this year.
Made at the Chancellor's urging that we will be filing that Form 990. You'll see that this year. But there were some differences in state and federal law there.
White says that the expectation of transparency from the university comes with the territory of being a public entity.
I think it's fair to ask the question, it's always fair to ask the question, are you living up to the letter and the spirit of the law? Are you doing what you can do?
Jones adds on to those comments.
The idea of public records is that the information that government creates is the property of the people, and that they should be able to inspect it in order to make an informed decision about how well their government is functioning.
White says that he believes the university is moving in the right direction.
We've come a long way on this and really think that we're doing a pretty good job in terms terms of being responsive to those kinds of requests.
And Jones does echo that under Chancellor Carol Folt, he has seen movement from the university to increase transparency, but the work isn't done yet.
We're still in the early stages of Chancellor Folt's leadership. I think in the first year and a half, 2 years that she's been there, we have seen some positive changes in transparency at the university. And I'm a three-time graduate of the university. I want my university, my alma mater, to be the model. And it's not.
Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hey, listen, you can get your haircut for a cause on Saturday and Sunday. For those 2 days, Great Clips in Hillsboro will donate a portion of its proceeds to Safe Passage, which helps children and families living in extreme poverty in Guatemala City. Safe Passage is based in Maine, but it made headlines locally in recent weeks when Deb Walters passed through the area as part of a solo kayak trip from Maine all the way to Guatemala. And, of course, you may know that Josh Lozo, the Magic Man, is very involved in Safe Passage, and I've talked to him a number of times on this show about that. Great Clips in Hillsboro is located at Hampton Point. Visit safepassage.org for more information about that organization. Safepassage.org. 740 WCHL. Hello there.
Hello there.
Nikki Morse is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Nikki, I'm just wondering what's happening at chapelbro.com today.
Lots of stuff, lots of fun stuff, and lots of, well, depends on who you are, the list of delays for schools.
Always interesting.
Yeah, it depends on who you are for that, whether or not that's fun. Also, you can read all about the excitement leading up to tomorrow night's game against Duke at the Dean Smith Center. Reminder, you can catch all that action right here in WCHL, especially a couple of hours ahead of time. We'll have their pregame show plus our very own countdown to tip-off, and you're raising your hand.
I'll be hosting that.
You're hosting that.
Well, a multitude of people.
I was about to tell you, you know, Ron, it's radio. People can't see you. Raise your hand.
Oh, well. I was just doing it for your benefit, not theirs.
Oh, my benefit. Yes, I know you're hosting it. Also, all the glory in last night's women's ACC tournament win over Georgia Tech. Susan Murray was out at the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber hosting their Taking Care of Business This Time. Writer and business advisor David McGee was walking guests through the business planning process. So that was very nice. She's got some great photos there. And it's down to the Cat's Cradle versus Playmakers Repertory Company in our Best of Bracket Entertainment Series. You have until the 11th at midnight to vote. And in addition to making a vote on your favorite place for fun, every time you do vote, you'll get entered to win a $25 gift card to a local restaurant.
Again, two totally different venues. Two totally different types of venues.
Yes.
Cat's Cradle and I think Rock and Roll when I think Cat's Cradle.
Me too.
Playmakers Plays. You know, so
yeah,
hey,
two totally different groups. We'll see which one's bigger.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
Sly and Family Stone would say. Well, is that it?
That's it.
All schools basically delayed 2 hours. You can get all the details on chapelbro.com.
Yeah, I said that at the very beginning. Remember?
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. I wasn't
paying attention. That's okay. You never do.
Naris Levy is paying attention. She's paying attention to the power of Mother Nature. Don't mess with Mother Nature. That is on the way next on WCHL. It's even more powerful than politics.
Hi, this is Greg Overbeck for the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. We've been running ads on CHL for a while, encouraging you to support your community and dine locally. We wanted you to know that we'd obviously love it if you chose Squid, Spanky's, or 411 West every night. But when you decide to dine somewhere else, please choose one of the many fine, locally owned, independent restaurants in the area. Why independent? Well, chains spend their money back at corporate headquarters in Chicago or New York or L.A., but not locally. A recent study showed that locally owned restaurants reinvest in their communities at 3 times the rate the chains do. In the long run, the fact that local businesses do business locally leads to more resources for our community. Better schools, better teachers, more public services. You're not saving the world when you go out to eat, but every little bit makes a difference. So please, support your community and dine locally. Thanks again from the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group.
Hey Ron, did you know the second most common New Year's resolution is to quit smoking cigarettes? And we at the Vapor Girl family want to help all those folks make their resolution a reality.
That's great. Smoking-related illnesses kill 250,000 people a year.
And we want to reduce that number to zero as soon as possible. Our customers have quit cigarettes and stayed quit with the Vapor Girl. So we know our premium e-juice, high-quality products, and super helpful customer service can help thousands more get off cigarettes for good.
Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on
on retail vapor bar locations.
Get ready to take the first step towards your bachelor's degree with the Arts, Sciences, and University Transfer Program at Durham Tech. You'll get personalized instruction and classes taught in Durham and Orange counties. You'll gain the academic credits you need to transfer to a four-year college as a junior, including schools in the UNC system. And you won't be weighed down by debt thanks to affordable tuition. Visit durhamtech.edu and search ASUT to learn more. And get ready to do great things.
Is it true that Mother Nature can stop politics in its tracks? 7:45. We have 27 degrees this morning.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Neris Levy. These past days of record-breaking weather have been a reminder to us all that nature calls the shots in this world. Politics take a back seat. It reminds us that working together and looking out for each other are ultimately more important, necessary, and rewarding than dividing and ruling. Nature's hand is random, and emergencies can strike anyone. Elitism and discrimination are destructive and cut across our basic instincts of cooperation and mutual support. By ignoring our weakest and denying them essential support, which seems to be the daily mantra in Raleigh, we will ultimately destroy the social fabric of our state, which has painstakingly been put together by generations of courageous and visionary citizens. There will be many more natural disasters given the volatility of our weather in response to the planetary climate changes, and we don't need to add avoidable social disasters to this potential load by ignoring our unemployed, hungry, and disadvantaged fellow citizens. The world is bigger than all of us, and we should measure up to its changing demands, stand together in dealing with them, and not practice social and economic elitism, which could result in destroying us all. This is Neris Levy.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In a galaxy not so far away, modern families are using command centers to get more done.
At Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, we've been building kitchen command centers for years, and they continue to gain popularity. That's because so many people spend so much time running around looking for their keys.
Where are my keys? Where are my keys?
The command center is an ideal place for dropping off keys and mail.
Found them.
Leaving messages, getting work done, and charging up your phone, tablet, or droid. We can even add gadgets, like lightsabers.
The possibilities are endless.
Whether you have a lot or a little space in your galaxy, visit CedarburgKitchens.com to see examples of how a command center can be incorporated into your home. Call Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions today at 919-967-1171 or go to CedarburgKitchens.com to schedule a free consultation about command centers. With Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, the possibilities are endless.
Enjoy the best hops and high cuisine at the Carolina Inn on Thursday, March 12th. The evening begins at 6 p.m. with local North Carolina craft brews by Foothills Brewing and delicious hors d'oeuvres. The reception is followed by a scrumptious four-course plated dinner prepared by executive chef James Clark and is paired perfectly with Foothills craft beers. Secure your seat today to indulge in a unique experience of culinary delights and thirst-quenching beers. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information. The Carolina Inn, where we come by Southern naturally.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers, and here's Nikki Morse.
Use extra caution if you are out and about this morning. We do have some icy patches, at least until the temperatures rise. So if you're traveling on 40 eastbound this morning, so far so good. Seeing a little bit of sunshine there that's pretty bright and pretty. If you're heading out towards RTP, looks good through Davis Drive. North and southbound Durham Freeway starting to get a little heavily traveled if you're traveling between downtown Durham and the 40 access. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
And although we will get the sunshine, the temperature's not going to rise all that much. More on that coming up in just a moment here. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fill up each morning with fresh fruit, beans, cafe coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Grimble Jewelers. It is 27 degrees in Chapel Hill. Cold, yeah, but not so bad out there. Winter weather advisory does remain in effect, however, until 12 noon today. As Nikki said, there are some patches of ice on the roads, black ice you can't see until you're on it, so please be careful. Otherwise, sunny today, much cooler. High today, only about 35. Tonight, clear, cold, low in the low 20s. Tomorrow is sunny, not as cool, with a high in the low 50s. On Saturday night, if you're going to the Smith Center for the big game, clear skies, cold temperatures, overnight low will reach about 30. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny, with a high in the upper 50s. Sounds like it's time to get out and do something on Sunday, for sure. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Go see Berkeley Grimble. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, and that's on Elliott Road, right there next to Whole Foods. Grimble Jewelers. It is time now for the word of the day on WCHL, ladies and gentlemen. Say the word, you'll be free. Wayne Pond. Say the word, and be like me. Good morning, Dr. Pond. How are you?
Hey there, big guy. Good morning. Greetings from Farrington Village.
Well, everything all right in Chatham County this morning?
Oh, we're cool. I'm sitting here in the kitchen looking out the window and watching the birdies at the bird feeder there. Down, down, and weather outside doesn't look that bad. Ron, how's it over here in the town?
Oh, it's really pretty good. I was, you know, expecting to have to at least scrape my windshield this morning. I didn't even have to do that. So,
well, I'm glad to hear it.
You know, I just made an observation that it really seems like a tough life that Wayne's living out there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it is.
I wonder if he's got roses to smell, too.
You're picking a fight here. I'm not sure why, but...
A fight? It sounds nice. I was envious.
Yeah. Yeah, Wayne's got a really nice house, really nice neighborhood.
That's nice. I would love to be sitting there staring at the birds.
Kind of, staring out there at the Farrington cows, the belted Galways.
Yeah. Sounds very
lovely.
A nice
house in a nice neighborhood to everyone's surprise. Is that what Ron is saying?
Well, he might be saying that. I'm just sitting here thinking that must be very, very nice.
Well, it is. It is. All right, guys, onward and upward. The word of the day. Let's do some business here.
All right.
Here's an absolute cream puff softball. Call it what you want. The word of the day is zenith. Zenith. Z, the last letter of the alphabet. Z-E-N. I-T-H.
When I was growing up, my family had a Zenith television.
And it weighed 700 pounds.
That's right. Took up half the living room.
Yeah, hey, we're old enough to remember those days, aren't we, Rod? Zenith, all right. The point of the celestial sphere that is directly opposite the nadir, or the bottom. In other words, vertically above the observer, the highest point reached in the heavens by a celestial body. We're talking pinnacle, summit, peak, again, the top. I remember back in the day there was a news person, let's say, at CHL, whose definition of zenith was the height of all epitomes. I thought that was pretty good.
The height of all epitomes.
There you go.
How about, do they have a lot of zenith TVs in Apex?
In Apex? Oh, yeah. Isn't there a nadir, what is it, somewhere in the Dakotas?
I don't know.
If we've got an Apex, North Carolina, then there's a, we got to have something that works at the other end of the scale, too, right?
Well, there is a, isn't there a Hell, Pennsylvania or something?
Probably somewhere.
Somewhere.
Now, watch out, Ron. Ron's going to work the vocabulary here. Well, I was actually thinking of where, but tomorrow night, one of the two teams.
Yeah.
We only have two to pick from. One will be at the zenith and the other will be at the nadir. So,
well,
you buying that argument?
Well,
probably.
One of them has devils in the nickname, so perhaps that's a head start. I don't know.
Oh, boy. There goes Ron the theologian.
Well, let's hope that's the way it turns out. That's all.
Wandering off into the wilderness. All right, zenith, Z-E-N-I-T-H, your word of the day. The point of the celestial sphere directly opposite the bottommost point and
yep,
vertically above the observer. Boy, that's a mouthful, but it worked.
Tell you what, we reach the zenith of the morning show every day at this time.
I'm going to take that. I'm just going to blow all weekend. But hey, I'm going to see you guys this weekend. I'm looking forward to that.
That's right.
Awesome.
Yes indeedy. All right. Well, listen, have a happy one. Go Heels. See you soon and talk Monday, okay?
All right, Wayne boy. See ya.
Bye.
Take care now. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Nikki, why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it. Define it. You can do all that. We'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, because that's how we roll. 7:54. Time now for the clean joke of the day. WCHL and Nikki Morse.
Well, this kind of fits, considering we just talked to Wayne Pond. A linguistics professor was lecturing in his class one day. In English, he said, a double negative forms a positive. In some languages, though, such as Russian, a double negative is still a negative. However, there is no language wherein a double positive can form a negative. Then a voice from the back of the room piped up, yeah, right.
Point well taken.
Good.
Took me a second to think about that. Good, I like that. 7:55 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Good morning.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
It is time to say thank you to Elizabeth Waugh DeFord, who is leaving her post at the Interfaith Council for Social Service. John Dorwood, Executive Director, is with us. And John, why is Elizabeth today's WCHL hometown hero?
Well, Elizabeth is one of those great hires that comes along once in a blue moon. And they come in and they get the program. They understand what we're trying to do. And she cares about the people that she's working with and working for. And it's a delight to be able to work with somebody like that.
I understand that Elizabeth has been running the homeless shelters, Home Start and Community House, and she is just one of those people who does it because she's passionate about helping people.
She is. She's worked in this line for a long, long time. She's had a variety of different jobs within the community over the years, but always she's been working with people. She's always been trying to make their lives better, and that's a great thing to run into.
One of the things that Elizabeth has said in the past is that she loves trying to help people get back on their feet, and I'm sure that you have a lot of success stories there where Elizabeth has been a big help to them at the IFC.
And I think that that's true. Elizabeth is a big part of that. That's the whole point of having the homeless shelters here in Orange County for us, is really to be able to get people back on their feet, to get them back into independent living, and to have them being just normal tax-paying citizens again. And so that's what we're shooting for, and that's what she has been working for. She's done a lot of the work on developing the new program that will go into place and that we're already starting to put in the place for the new community house that is being built.
I know that Elizabeth is stepping down from her job after less than a year in that particular position, but she's worked with the IFC for a long time and unfortunately going away for medical reasons, but she's probably going to remain quite active, I would imagine, in helping people. And I understand she's even working with you for a little bit longer as well.
She has not officially left us. She's working part-time as her health allows at the moment, and I am really happy to say that they are kind of narrowing in and they think they are figuring out what's going on there. So we are very hopeful that she will regain her health. And when she does, we've already been talking about some volunteer opportunities and some different things so that she will remain with us. She started her career off when she was much younger, working with us out at Home Start. So she's worked with us a couple times, and I don't want to lose her now.
Well, John Dorwood, I appreciate your recommendation. And Elizabeth Waugh DeFord is today's WCHL hometown hero. Elizabeth, thank you for everything that you do.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
At Durham Orange County Medical Society, all members of the medical profession in Durham and Chapel Hill, including students, are welcome to membership. For its member professionals, it provides collegial support and educational programs and promotes better community health, and its meetings provide a respite, even as you learn, in an otherwise hectic and demanding schedule. I welcome you to the Durham Orange County Medical Society website to apply now. docmedsoc.org. The Durham Orange County Medical Society, leaders in medicine for a healthy healthier tomorrow.
Hi, Terry Sturdivant here. Have you heard the news? Sturdivant's Tire Pros is having our annual spring tire sale. That's right. Come to Sturdivant's Tire Pros for the deepest selection and best prices on tires this season. And during March and April, a portion of every tire sold will go to support our local Chapel Hill, East Chapel Hill, Cedar Ridge, Carborough, and Northwood baseball programs. Come help us in our 12th annual high school baseball fundraiser. We're located off Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. So call us at 942-TIRE or visit 942TIRE.com.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, cold, 27 degrees. Winter weather advisory remains in effect until 12:10 today. Some icy patches on the roads, but otherwise not a bad day. School's delayed by 2 hours, basically. Go to chapelboro.com and get the list. Sunny skies today, much cooler. High today in the middle 30s. Tonight, clear and cold with a low in the low 20s. Tomorrow, nice day. Sunshine and not as cool. With a high tomorrow in the low 50s. It's 8 o'clock.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's News. Talk.